From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Germans are growing increasingly anxious about the spread of radical Islam. And the recent murder of a filmmaker in the Netherlands has many Germans worried that religious tensions will spread to their own teeming Muslim communities. From Berlin, NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has the second part of our series on Muslims in Europe.
The left-leaning Berliner Zeitung carried this headline last week, "Fear is spreading." The weekly Der Spiegel intoned, "The veil of multiculturalism has been lifted, revealing parallel societies where the law of the state does not apply." Legislative proposals are pouring out to force imams to preach in German, to expel hate preachers, and to shut down their mosques. The anxiety was sparked by last week's broadcast on the ZDF TV network of footage secretly filmed at the Mevlana Mosque, a center for Turkish radicals. A hidden camera picks up the voice of the imam. Those Germans, Jakub Taschi says, those atheists, they don't shave their armpits. Their sweat spreads evil smells. They stink. They are atheists, Taschi continues. What good do they do to us? And since they're unbelievers, in the afterlife, they can only burn in hell. Days later at the mosque, there's a mood of intense hostility toward reporters. The task of spokesman Razul Bayram is damage control. He says Taschi, who's been preaching here for 20 years, made a slip of the tongue.
I hope the German public will forgive him for what he said, because preachers are only humans and humans can make mistakes.
Across the street, there's a Turkish bookshop displaying a wide range of titles. Turkish-born customer Osman Gundoju, who owns a construction company, is furious with those he calls the radicals at the Mevlana Mosque.
Those fundamentalists are abusing Islam. They have their own laws. They are preaching against integration. It's up to us to criticize them. We have to respect the society we are living in.
Turks like Osman Gundoju came to Germany in the 70s when the country needed extra labor. The Germans coined the expression Gastarbeiter, guest worker, a clear sign these laborers were not expected to stay. Today, there are 3.4 million Muslims in Germany, the vast majority from Turkey, the rest from the Arab world. But it seems Germans are only now waking up to the existence of Muslim enclaves that hide potential conflicts. The front line is in the schools. The Rixdorfer Elementary School is in Neukölln, one of the many neighborhoods known as Little Istanbul's. 80% of its students come from immigrant families, mostly Muslim. 3 years ago, the Islamic Federation, a German Muslim group, won a long court battle and succeeded in imposing its own Islamic teaching in Berlin public schools. Principal Marion Bernin says these Islamic classes have sowed division among students.
After these lessons are coming in my school, we have suddenly no friendship between the Christian and the Islamic students. They fight against each other. 3 years before, they were all friends.
More and more Muslim parents are asking Bernin to exempt their daughters from co-ed swimming and class trips on religious grounds. The application forms are easily downloaded from the internet. And Bernin has received several anonymous letters, such as this one.
Germany is an Islamic country. Islam is in the home and schools. Germans will be outnumbered. We say what we want. We live how we want. It's outrageous that Germans demand we speak their language. Our children, we have our language, our laws, our culture.
Our repeated requests to visit an Islamic class are denied by Burhan Kezici, chairman of the Islamic Federation. But he does agree to talk to us. He says it's hard for Muslims to live as a minority in this predominantly Christian society, but adds, we're trying.
For example, in Islam, a man is not allowed to shake a woman's hand. But for the sake of peace, here in Germany, we are now shaking hands. That's a very big compromise for us. But still, it's not enough. People keep asking for more, and we get nothing in return. Well, you must not wonder, then, why Muslims withdraw into themselves.
Research conducted by a Turkish think tank has revealed a significant Islamic revival among the third generation of Turks in Germany, who had always been perceived as the most moderate Muslims in the country. And 47% of people of Turkish origin polled said they have to be careful not to become German. The main causes cited by the study are economic difficulties and rejection by German society at large. But Germans, haunted by guilt for their country's racist Nazi past, have tried to compensate by showing a laissez-faire attitude toward Muslim customs and traditions. For example, polygamy is recognized by the German welfare system, which hands out health benefits even for a second wife. Kenan Kolat, who chairs an umbrella group of Turkish associations in Germany, is outraged.
This is a scandal. I thought we are living in a secular society. It cannot support illegal polygamy. This is a false use of tolerance. These Germans say, poor Muslims, let them do as they will. They are so ignorant. But deep down, this is racism. They treat us like second-class citizens.
This is one of Berlin's many Turkish supermarkets where nearly all the goods come from Turkey, such as pickled vegetables, hibiscus tea, dolmas, and yogurt. The dominant language is Turkish. Across the street is the Emir Sultan Mosque and Cultural Center, a two-building compound that provides remedial classes for Muslim kids who can't speak German and access to Muslim lawyers and doctors. 21-year-old Tuba Uçar, who wears a stylish leopard-spotted headscarf, has been coming here since she was 7.
I am integrated. I speak the German language. I went to school here. Of course, if you say I should live like Germans do, well, that's not integration. That's assimilation, and I don't want that.
Tuba and her community live in one of the many Islamic islands that now dot the German urban landscape.
Women and girls are living in these groups like in the 7th century. That's the fact.
Şeyran Ateş is a human rights lawyer who defends Muslim women who are victims of domestic violence. She says that de facto Islamic law prevails in those islands.
We have the Sharia in a different way. It's not very open, but we have it.
Turkish-born Ateş says 30% to 40% of Turkish marriages here are forced marriages with brides as young as 13. She puts part of the blame on German society.
Because the majority society is blind to the reality, and the minority Islamists can grow. In Germany is more allowed than in Islamic countries. So they are living here better than in Islamic countries.
Ateş acknowledges many moderate Muslims are dismayed by the rising influence of Islamic fundamentalists. But she says they've heard the Islamist message. They feel abandoned by German society and are too frightened to speak out. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Berlin.